42-30 of the shots favoring Washington. Invite you to stick around for the postgame show. And then we'll talk to you from Salt Lake City tomorrow, Utah. More Ducks hockey. The horn sounds. Hey, you got to applaud the effort. They played hard. They played well. But Washington, the better team tonight here at Honda Center.
Yeah, that empty net goal scored by Alexei Protas, assisted by Alex Ovechkin. And, well, you got their captain, Carlson, leading out the trio of guys registering a point on that goal. And it's just a tough break, Steve. It's a game in which you just mentioned. It's one that the Ducks, they need to pick out the good parts of it, right? Because they got to understand that neck and neck with a powerhouse of a team, this Washington Capitals team, who just were they ever not on it here tonight? They just looked ready. They prepared at the start, prepared in the second and third as well. And it's not that the Anaheim Ducks didn't play well. They played a solid game. Just the Washington Capitals were that much better, maybe a little bit more well-rounded. You could see it at times. And, you know, Alex Ovechkin, even though he didn't have the goal-scoring presence that were oftentimes viewing his game as, he was getting done as far as being a facilitator, getting multiple assists here tonight. So he was still a big-time presence.
Well, you know what? It doesn't get any easier. Delta Center tomorrow. Ducks are in Utah to take on that club. 6:30 Pacific time, our pregame, 7 o'clock for the play-by-play. And we'll have that for you. But meantime, we have more hockey tonight on Duck Stream. Emerson Edom with Alexis Downey entertaining your calls. And then we'll head up north to Salt Lake City, Utah. Yep, some travel time coming up tonight. So a good effort, but falling short to a better team tonight. 7-4 was the final. Washington defeats Anaheim. Please join us for another one tomorrow night. Maybe some better news, better results against the Utah Hockey Club. For everyone here, including our engineer Ben, who is celebrating a birthday. Too bad we couldn't get you a win as a present. We'll do the next time we see you. Vic Pencer, on-site statistician. And for Emerson Edom, at least for the next 60 seconds or so, he says goodbye to you, but he's coming up with a post-game show along with Alexis Downey. I'm Steve Carroll again in the final here in Anaheim and Honda Center. Washington 7, Anaheim 4. Post-game show right around the corner. And then we'll see you when we get back into town for a game Friday against Nashville. So long, everybody. You've been listening to Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn.
Your SoCal Honda dealers are always looking for ways to help our community. That's why we have teams of helpful guys and gals in blue lending a hand all around SoCal, ready to provide random acts of helpfulness. And that's not the only place your SoCal Honda dealers are helpful. Every Honda dealership has sales teams ready to help you find your perfect Honda with a great deal. To find out more, click SoCalHondaDealers.com or search your local Honda dealer today.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
This spring, the world's best figure skaters rock the ice. Rock Stars on Ice 2025 Tour with world champions Ilya Malinin, Madison Chalk and Evan Bates, Amber Glenn, Isabeau Lovito, Jason Brown, the legendary Elvis Stoiko, and more. Rock Stars on Ice, directed by Kurt Browning. Coming to Honda Center May 17th. Get tickets at starsonice.com.
Hey everyone, Adnan Virk here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Virk and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two.
Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie, because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, and the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune in to NHL Unscripted with Virk and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your next favorite thing about the Disneyland Resort is waiting to be discovered. Sure, you might have been on It's a Small World. Who doesn't love that? But have you found your inner hero at Avengers Campus? Avengers Assemble! Or have you dropped on in to check out Tiana's Bayou Adventure? Discover your next favorite thing about the Disneyland Resort. Park tickets and reservations required. Visit Disneyland.com for details.
Hey Ducks fans, join the Wild Wings Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health. Get exclusive access to member-only parties, an awesome kit packed with giveaways, prizes, and more. It's the coolest club in Orange Country. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/kidsclub for more information.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on Duckstream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey, exclusively on Duckstream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks hockey.
A hard-fought battle for the Anaheim Ducks here tonight at Honda Center against the Washington Capitals, but just falling short in the third period. The final score here, 7-4 in favor of the Caps. Welcome in to the postgame show. I'm Alexis Downey alongside Emerson Needham. Emmer, the Ducks had it all the way to the third period, tying it up 4-4, and then a turnover leads to a goal for Washington. They get three, and that's the end of it. What did you see in this one?
Things got out of hand pretty quickly. Just seems like it was all tied up 4-4, and then away Washington Capitals went. And we just talked about it before hopping back on here for the postgame show. It just seemed like any good thing the Anaheim Ducks did, whether it be score, string a couple of good shifts together, here come the spoilers, and that's the Washington Capitals, where it just seemed like they did every little thing maybe just that much better. And bottom line, when there was an opportunity to score, whether it was a net front player, as Protas there earlier, but in tight, they're finishing. Bolivier's finish. Dylan Strome's finish there in tight. They knew how to finish when it really mattered. So, that was tough.
Something the Ducks could learn from in this game here tonight, the finishing from Washington. They had a couple chances throughout this one, just could not finish. Something we've talked about throughout this season. It has improved, but look to see it improve a little bit more.
Yeah, to your point there, I mean, the scoring, they've been scoring more. Even putting up four goals against a great team like the Caps, they could learn a lot from this game, but they can also learn a lot from the Caps, how to just not give up 1 second, the compete level. And there's the breakdown, the Leo Carlson pass that didn't get through. There's a breakdown there. Pavel Mentikov gets stripped of a puck. Those are just breakdowns that I feel like other past games of successful games for the Ducks, those type of errors haven't happened, but it just goes to show that how just – This Caps team, they continue to pressure, and it was overwhelming and very difficult for the Ducks.
You can't make mistakes against the best team in the NHL. They will be costly, something that the Ducks learned in this game here tonight. Let's get into the highlights. The Caps were the first on the board, and it was not Ryan Strome. It was Dylan Strome for the Capitals getting a goal 2:07 into the game.
There's number 8, Ovechkin firing the puck out center ice for Dylan Strome. Back to Dylan Strome, a shot, he scores on a backhand after a little give and go on the right side of the rink. Not much Lukáš Dostal could do about that. And the Washington Capitals go on top by a 1-0 count.
Quick out of the gates, and Dylan Strome gets the goal. Maybe a little bragging rights there, too.
Yeah, and look, this is a prime example of practice how you play. I saw Dylan Strome, and I was watching him a lot of the warm-ups there. And I tell you what, on the three-on-twos, he stroked down there and just fired one, a short side shelf. And he sullied on the play, and it translated to the game. Like, he brought that mentality from the warm-ups right into that first goal of the game, and he sullied hard, too.
He's been a big part of the Caps this season, leading them in points, and we saw why quickly here in this game tonight. However, the Ducks did answer back not too long after. It was Jacob Trouba getting his first goal of the season.
Here's Troy Terry, gets a pass, goes to the goal line, left of the goaltender, another shot, score! Anaheim will tie it up on a goal by Jacob Trouba. It's a 1-1 hockey game.
And that is Jacob Trouba's first goal of the season. First goal as a member of the Anaheim Ducks. Yeah, baby.
And he got his own rebound in the crease. Nice goal from Jacob Trouba.
Yeah, and that's when we look at his game, right? It's so fitting, right? I mean, that's a Jacob Trouba type goal. If it's not unleashing a shot and getting those pucks through as he's consistently doing, it's some kind of a net front scrum where he just keeps hammering home. That's just a goal that's tailored for him.
It felt like he was a big part of this Ducks team in this game tonight. Made a couple strong defensive plays, and he was needed against, I mean, this big Capitals team.
Yeah, he really did. There were some great plays defensively in the neutral zone. He had some great plays in the corner. Yeah, he was hitting nonstop, finishing his hits and going right through the Caps. And, yeah, he was there was great performances there on the back end, but he was at the top of the charts.
He also tied up this game 1-1, and the Ducks had another one in them. Drew Helison, 5:20 into the first.
There's a puck sent down the ice. Mintikoff up ahead. Here comes Carlson, front of the net. Zegras now, shot, score! Drew Helison was all by himself when he got the puck on his stick. Outside the circle to the left of the goaltender, Thompson fired it by him, and the Anaheim Ducks have scored two quick ones and lead early 2-1.
Drew Helison put everything into that clap bomb and more. Wow, some serious velocity behind it, and it found the upper left side, beating Logan Thompson. The good guy is now up by one.
His goal reminded me of his goal last game. Similar play.
Yeah. He can. There's not one player on the back end that can't shoot the puck. I mean, you know, it was a little bit different last year. There was maybe half or a few guys that can. Ratko Gudas was one of the better shooters last season, if we can remember. And now there's just more depth back there. There's more offensive-minded prowess in overall D-man, and it's working out for this Ducks team. You're getting more production out of the back end. A guy like Olin Zellweger, even, you know, AD, you and I heard head coach Greg Cronin, just how much he adds, all the offense going through him and what he can bring, how he can skate, how he can stick handle and set things up. But, yeah, just the D, there were some breakdowns. Forwards had some breakdowns. D had some breakdowns. But offensively, they were top-notch.
A two-point night for Drew Helison. Good on him to get the Ducks back a lead. However, Washington would get another one before the end of the first. We moved into the second tie game. Pierre-Luc Dubois would get the goal to go ahead once again for the Capitals. 3-2 game into the third. Pavel Mintikoff tied the game up 4:26 into the third.
Here's the puck thrown in front of the net. Knocked to the sideboard. Anaheim looking for that tying goal. They get it. Helison for Cutter Gauthier. A shot, score! They got it tied. 3-3 on a shot from the blue line. And that goal by Mintikoff, the young defenseman, has his crowd roaring. We have a brand new hockey game.
What a goal. It's all tied up. It was a great look. Pavel Mintikoff. He had Drew Helison winding up on the far side flank area. Mintikoff Officer just tossed that one on net, and it squeaks by netminder Logan Thompson. We got a tied ball game.
And it looked like almost Mason McTavish almost got a stick on it, but just a clean shot through for Mitikov.
Okay, when in doubt, just get it out to the net.
That was good. It's good.
Just get rid of it. Get it to the net. Get things happen.
I like it. I like it. 3-3 game, and then the Caps would answer back once again. It was Alexi Protas who got the next one, 4-3 game. Frank Vatrano, though, tied it up 4-4, and what a beautiful goal it was, his 20th of the season.
All right, here's Washington again setting it up, a drive, and that one stopped. Jacob Chychrun again with a patented booming shot, and the Ducks sprint hard to center ice. Move in front of the net. Vatrano scores! Frank Vatrano has just tied up the game for the Anaheim Ducks with a wrist shot that beats Thompson cleanly off to his left. It's a 4-4 hockey game midway through the third period.
Frank Vatrano, how do you do? He gets a stellar pass, 20-foot pass off a great entry. And it's Ryan Strome with that 40-footer that beats netminder Logan Thompson on the short side. How about that shot? A catch and release in the quickest of ways. Frank Vatrano gets his team all tied up.
That goal from Frank Vatrano was something that we saw last year. An electric in this building.
How hard did he shoot that thing? I mean, I thought that was going to go through the netting. It just, he got that puck on a stick and released it in a hurry. You couldn't have just pictured a more pinpoint shot. That was very fun to watch.
Really exciting at that point for a tie game. However, as I mentioned, a couple mistakes, things go wrong, and the Capitals, all of a sudden, it's a 7-4 game. Nick Dowd, Anthony Beauvillier, and Protas getting a hat trick in this one. The final score, 7-4. Emerson, I know you have a plane to catch here tonight, but some of your takeaways from this game, knowing that the Ducks now have to go and play a very tough Utah Hockey Club tomorrow night.
I think this is a game in which it's good that it's back-to-back, even though it's unorthodox in a sense that it's a away game right after a home game, not really done too often. But it's one of those things where you wouldn't want it any other way because this one stings, but you get another kick at the can very soon, right? So it's not like you have one day in between, 2 days in between. Like, you can, you know, remember that, you know, tough feeling as it was after losing this one. And you need that feeling against a team like the Utah Hockey Club, right? They play so fast, a lot of switches, high rolls. You got to be on your toes because they can do some damage. So it was a tough test here tonight. It almost went their way to think that they were up early on in this game. They kept coming back. You think, okay, they're fighting nonstop to claw their way back. You think it's going to go their way. The players feel this one for sure. It was a tough one, but very soon they get some puck drop from Salt Lake City. And, there's so much things they can take from this game, both defensively, offensively. They need to continue on some of the looks offensively. The power play looked good, so they got to keep on that. The faceoffs, for the most part, even though the Capitals came back in that category, that was good as well. So you have the same performance, a little bit better. Should be fine here, there in Utah.
One more for you before I let you go. This is an interesting situation where Villahuso is the backup here tonight. You go into Utah tomorrow. If you're the coach, do you play Lukáš Dostál again, or do you give Huso his first start with the Ducks?
I think you got to go back to Lukáš Dostál. I know it's a back-to-back, but look, this is crunch time. And if it weren't for a couple of breakdowns here for the Ducks, it could have easily went their way. So I don't think you change. I get the circumstances, tough back-to-back. I mean, look at the shot, 43 shots for the Washington Capitals on net. That's a ton of shots there. So, you know, Lukáš is going to be depleted, but he's a student of the game. He's going to get his body back. I don't know. I would go, if I was the coaching staff, back with the Dost wall, but we'll see.
Do you want to share a final quack, or did you already... You want to wrap that in there?
Well, my final quack is, no matter what the tendy is for the Ducks, they got to shake this one off, turn the page, and do the good things that they did in tonight's game. Tomorrow, clean up some of the errors, and they'll be all right.
All right, Emmer, thank you for joining us. Safe travels to Utah. And for those listening, stick around. We're still going to bring you more coverage of this game here tonight with the post-game show. We'll be right back.
Your SoCal Honda dealers are always looking for ways to help our community. That's why we have teams of helpful guys and gals in blue lending a hand all around SoCal, ready to provide random acts of helpfulness. And that's not the only place your SoCal Honda dealers are helpful. Every Honda dealership has sales teams ready to help you find your perfect Honda with a great deal. To find out more, click SoCalHondaDealers.com or search your local Honda dealer today.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
Make your next trip to Honda Center for an Anaheim Ducks game even more exciting by participating in the 50-50 raffle. Not only could you take home a huge cash prize, but you'll also be helping make a difference right here in the Southern California community. Thanks to the support of fans like you, the 50-50 raffle has raised over $5 million for the Anaheim Ducks Foundation since its inception. Visit anaheimducks.com/5050raffle for more information. That's anaheimducks.com/5050raffle.
Welcome back to the post-game show. Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. Make it count. We're going to head down to the locker room now to hear from Drew Helison.
Goals in back-to-back games for you, but I'm sure you'd trade the goal for a win if you could choose.
Oh, of course, yeah. This time of year, points are huge, and against a team like that, it would have been huge to come away with two there. But we know we can play against the best team in the league. I mean, it comes down to the last 6 minutes there in a tie game. So I think it gives us a little bit of confidence here, and we can build on that heading into Utah.
What do you make of the team's ability to just keep fighting back there against a really high-powered team like that, just kind of keep coming back?
Yeah, I think it shows a resiliency. We got a really good group here. No one ever gives up, no matter what the score is, no matter what time is left in the game. And I think that shows character, and that's what's going to lead us hopefully into playoffs here.
Is that still an effort that you can take into games like tomorrow night in Utah and down the stretch of this is a team that we can play with and we can be just as good as any of these other playoff teams?
Yeah, I think if you look at our record against the top teams in the league, we've held our own, and so that just shows us like we can hang with these guys, and we just got to do it night in, night out, to try to stay consistent as best we can the rest of the last however many games are left.
Almost feels like a chore to kind of get the puck out of the offensive zone from them just because of how strong their cycle is. What makes it so hard to cover their cycle game?
They're just connected. They play a predictable game. forwards are big, strong with the puck, and they don't like to give it up, and they go a little high and they get pucks to the net, and with the big bodies down there, they create traffic, and it's hard to defend. We got to do a better job of managing the puck and trying to do that in their end.
When you look at this, I mean, that's a big experience team. You guys really went toe-to-toe with them. I know there's no moral victories, but do you guys feel good about the way you played for most of them, at least?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I didn't even think we had our best. I think we had spurts where we were playing good. But for the most part, I don't think we had had our best game, and we still hung with the best team in the league. So I think that shows confidence. Obviously, you said there's no moral wins or anything like that, but and points are huge this time of year, so we just got to bring that into Utah.
Thanks, Drew.
Drew Helles in there speaking with the media after his two-point night, a goal and an assist. You're listening to the postgame show on Duckstream. Alexis Downey here with you. Emerson Edom had to leave to head out to Utah on the plane. So let's talk a little bit more about what we just heard from Drew Helison, talking about how the team didn't even feel like they played their best hockey, which from eye test and watching this game, the Ducks definitely had a great effort in this game. They were skating, possessing the puck. They got more shots finally in the third period. The second period was a bit down. They were stuck in their own end, as you heard Drew talking about the high to low plays with Washington getting to the net, their big size. That was something head coach Greg Cronin shared with us this morning, that the Ducks were going to have to defend. They're hard to defend, and we saw that at points, but some good defensive moves from Anaheim in this game. But one other thing Drew Helison said that I really liked is that the team can build off of the confidence that they gained from this game here tonight. They were able to hang with the best team in the NHL to the third period in this game until things went awry, and that just says a lot about this group. Also, he noted just a really good group here in Anaheim. So overall, good feeling from that. You got to be happy with the effort that you did put out there, but knowing that there is more in the tank for this group, especially when you head to Utah tomorrow, a different type team and a very tough team as well. So let's get over to the text line now. Here's some of your thoughts on this game. All right. I usually have a lot to say after a game loss like tonight. However, the Ducks played very well and had unfortunate times when they got burned, but they played a really good team and maintained composure. Heads up high tonight, Ducks. Heads up high. Yeah, you know, that's something you could feel that from Drew Helison just now, talking about the confidence that they can gain from this game. They did play a good game. And when you look at the end stats here, I mean, 50% in faceoffs against, again, you play a team on Sunday in the Islanders who are the best faceoff team in the league. And then you come into this game, another great faceoff team, and you do well in both of those games. That's a step forward, certainly, for this group. The power play tonight for the Ducks also looked good, particularly their second power play chance that they had to end the second period, start the third period. It was funny. You ended the first period and started the second period on a power play. So some time in both, but that second power play that led into the third period, four shots on goal for the team on that end. So the power play looking improved. Not able to get a goal on that area, but just better movement. Wanted to see a little bit more shooting to the net early in the game, but we got to see that as the game progressed. Overall, though, I agree, heads up high tonight. The team's got to be proud of what they did against the best team in the NHL. Obviously, though, you want to get the result, and just not able to hang on in the end. Another text here. Whoa, we got schooled tonight. That being said, we played a hell of a third period. We gave them everything they could handle. Great effort tonight. Lessons to learn from tonight. Attack every possession, no matter what zone the puck is in. And skate, skate, skate. Yes, Ducks got to use their legs. And the back checking when Washington got their rushes, I mean, they were so good at executing. When they were making their rush into the zone, you could see it. They're just a very structured team. The Ducks had to use their legs to keep up with them. Their long strides. They've got some really big players. I mean, you look down the center, 6'3", 6'4", 6'2". No one smaller than 6'2", down the center for the Capitals. That's a big size forward group. So overall, attacking no matter what the zone, what zone the puck is in, agreed on that end. You know, that would have been the fifth goal for the Capitals. That turnover by Leo in the neutral zone that led to the rush and eventual goal for Nick Dowd. I felt like that was the turning point in this game. Obviously, you know, the Ducks kept going. They kept trying, but unable to break through in the end in this one. All right. Red from Buena Park. What an entertaining game. Sadly, it was the Ducks' first regulation loss when scoring four or more goals. The Ducks' neutral play, zone play, and missed defensive assignments in the third really cost them. The Caps possessed the puck too much, especially in the second, really feeling bad for Dosti tonight. It's an interesting, like I mentioned to Emerson in the last segment, interesting situation because you don't have John Gibson as the backup. He did skate this morning. Ville Husso ends up being called up here tonight. You're playing a very difficult and important back-to-back, and now, very likely, Lukáš Dostál is going to have to go into Utah and start that game. I would be surprised if they did end up starting Ville Husso tomorrow night. And so you hope that Dostál is able to bounce back. And we know how calm he is. He seems to shake things off pretty well. So I think that he will be able to do that in tomorrow night. But, yeah, after getting six goals against, I can imagine a little tough. But the team, they got to rally together and just shake this one off. And talking about that second period, Red mentioned it, especially in the second, the Caps possessed the puck too much. It felt like they were stuck. The Ducks were stuck in their own end for a lot of that second period. Capitals just whipping around, trying to find looks to the net. The Ducks did a good job creating some traffic in those moments, and Dostal had a solid second period as well. So the third, ultimately, things just changed a little bit. Anaheim able to find more chances, but with those chances led a couple mistakes, as we've talked about. So overall, though, you have to be happy with the effort that the team had on the ice. We talk about the belief that they have within their group. I mean, they've played best teams in the NHL. They've given it their best. They've found ways to win, so we know that they can, just ultimately coming up short here tonight. All right, we're going to take another commercial break, and when we return, we'll wrap up the postgame show talking about this Ducks and Capitals game here tonight at Honda Center.
A chart-topping banger in the best way to bring good vibes to your day. And on TuneIn's Today's Hits, we've always got our finger on the pulse of what's hot in music. Like the latest tracks from Dua Lipa, Harry Styles, Bad Bunny, and so many more. Soundtrack your day with a full selection, today's hits. So check out TuneIn, the app that lets you hear your world.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen. TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. Live news from CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and more.
Israel soldiers have fought back with him.
Live sports play-by-play from the NFL, NHL, college football, and basketball.
It's over. Time to say it again.
Non-stop exclusive music stations for every mood and activity, like today's hits, country roads, and more. And radio stations from around the world, from anywhere you are in the world. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Big 12 Radio is now streaming on TuneIn. Listen to 24/7 coverage of all things around the Big 12 Conference and beyond, from live games to sports talk and analysis, coach and player interviews, and more.
58-yard attempt for the win. Snap, placement.
Oh, he's got it!
Stay connected to the college sports landscape with Big 12 Radio. Just search for Big 12 Radio or tell your device to listen to Big 12 Radio on TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play. play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
All right, and we're back with the post-game show talking about this Ducks loss here tonight at Honda Center. 7-4, the final to the Washington Capitals as they continue to have a stellar season. But someone that had a strong game for the Ducks tonight, Jacob Trouba. He also had his first goal, not only as an Anaheim Duck, but for this season as well. So now we get the chance to hear from him down in the locker room.
Get your first goal tonight as a Duck. I'm sure you would have liked it a lot better, though, if you guys had gotten the win instead.
I thought we battled pretty hard the whole game to kind of stay in it and get even, and then just kind of let it slip away there at the end with some costly mistakes.
Is that just another game of sloppy puck management a little bit, some turnovers that lead to goals?
Obviously there's a couple turnovers that lead to goals. For the most part, it's a good team. We had our opportunities throughout the game. Like I said, we battled back when we got down a goal and got down a couple times and battled back. Just to battle it hard for that long throughout the game and have it end like that's a little bit disappointing.
I hate to say you talk about it at point total, the way the Caps have been this year whatsoever. They just said that kind of team that's just going to take advantage of mistakes or breakdowns.
They're one of the top teams in the league. They don't make a whole lot of mistakes, and they capitalize on the mistakes you make. They play a pretty simple game and pretty consistent throughout the whole lineup, and that's what makes them such a successful team.
They have a really strong cycle. What about that makes it so hard to cover?
Obviously they have big bodies, and a lot of goalies are bigger bodies. When they get rolling down there, it's tough to get the puck sold and stop in the zone. Like cut out first chance is the best chance to get it out.
Jacob Trouba there speaking with the media, talking about the consistency in the Capitals lineup, up and down their lineup. They are a deep team, and they capitalized on the Ducks' mistakes here tonight. Something else Trouba mentioned, just how the game slipped away in the end. And basically that's what we saw in this one. The Ducks fighting hard to stay in it, just coming close, but unfortunately not close enough. And honestly, when you look at the final score, it's really not a reflection of what this game looked like here tonight. You get an empty netter, which was Protas' hat trick. And the Beauvillier goal, just a breakdown, led to a breakaway that made it 6-4. It was really just that fifth goal, the turnover. So a couple mistakes there in the end, aside from the empty netter, that led to those two of those three goals for the Capitals and ultimately gave them their win. But a couple of the stats from this game, I mentioned how the Ducks fared well in faceoffs. Well, they were 50% here in this game tonight, and they started out at 58.8 after the first period. They had a strong first period. It was really just that second period, as I mentioned, that might have been the most down part of their game, not as consistent as the first and third periods. Ducks had 22 hits in this one, Capitals 9, 18 block shots by Anaheim, 17 by Washington. And from then on, when you look at some of the individual stats from this game, Pavel Minkov, Drew Helison, both two-point nights. Frank Vetrano also a two-point night. On the flip side, Alex Ovechkin, no goals. He did not have a goal. He did not add to his great chase here at Honda Center. He almost had an opportunity with an empty netter, but as I said to Emerson before, he had it out. Seems like cheating, but, a goal's a goal. It's empty net, whatever it may be. He did have 3 points in this game, 3 assists, so certainly contributing. Also, another three-point skater in this game tonight was Pierre-Luc Dubois, someone that certainly has rebranded himself since he joined the Capitals, getting a fresh opportunity. Can't say, if you had asked me back in the summer, if I would have seen that as his situation this year, I might have shook my head, but he looked really good in this game here tonight. One of the best skaters for Washington. So let's get back over to the text line. A couple more messages before we wrap up this post-game show. Tony, tough loss, but a few bright spots. Number one, nifty poke check by Trouba and Hellison was solid. Mintikov goal was a thing of beauty. I think we are solid on D considering the firepower Washington has. Yeah, great defensive plays in this game here tonight. A couple breakdowns, but overall really liked the defensive plays that a number of our defensemen had. Even that block shot that Radko Gudas took off his knee from Alex Ovechkin. He was in a lot of pain at the end of the first period, but able to stick it out through the rest of this game. That's our captain. That's the butcher. He's a tough guy. Number two from Tony. Vetrano goal should have gotten us over the top, but we just couldn't keep the puck alive in the offensive zone. Washington is stubborn on D. And number three, it seems like Tom Wilson has been a thorn in our side for over a decade now. He's tough as nails, and to be honest, he has cleaned up his act. Have a good evening. Thank you, Tony. You too. To your point on Tom Wilson, this was a game where heading into this one, I mean, he got his first career hat trick in this building not too long ago. I believe it was back in 2023, so not that long ago, last season. And you look at his final tonight, 2 points, both assists, and he did leave the third period after taking a deflected puck up into his mouth. I believe it deflected off Pavel Mintikov's stick. That happens, but he was quickly off the ice. Yeah, good that the Ducks were able to contain him a bit more here tonight. He had that nice chance near side, close in, that did lead to, I believe it was one of their chances. It was one of their goals. I'm forgetting exactly which goal it was. It was one of their late goals, but that being said, it was a good stop by Lukasz Tostal early on Tom Wilson there. All right, one more message here before we wrap up the post-game show. Fizz, loved the offense, hated the defensive breakdowns, wanted more composure after we tied it up. Looking forward to Utah and hoping we don't get pushed around and outskated like we did sometimes tonight. So close. Yes, that just seems to be the name of this game here tonight. The Ducks were so close. Got to be proud of the effort that they put in, just not quite enough. Got to find a way to finish these games, which they have been against the top teams in the NHL. But here tonight, this was a different Capitals team. I mean, they are a solid team. There's a reason they are the best in the league. And they also have the Great Eight making his chase right now. So, like I said, glad he was not able to get a goal in the Honda Center building here tonight. And he'll continue that as the season progresses. Now he has 17 games left, 9 goals away from that record. All right. Well, if you want to stick around and listen to the replay, Steven Emerson had the call here tonight. You can on the other side of the commercial break. Otherwise, you can join us tomorrow night right here on Duck Stream. It's a 7 o'clock Pacific time start, which means we will have the pregame show for you at 6:30, same time as tonight. It also, in case you will be tuning in via your television, it is a national game on TNT, Wednesday Night Hockey. So the Ducks are going to be on TNT. But of course, we always would love to have you listening to us here on Duck Stream. So make sure to join us tomorrow night, 6:30, Ducks and Utah Hockey Club. For Emerson Needham, who is not sitting next to me, but I'm so used to that here at Honda Center, I am Alexis Downey. Thank you so much for listening to the post-game show on Duckstream, powered by TuneIn, and we will see you tomorrow night.